Texaco's Star Theater time from coast to coast, starring James Melton.
I will bring you music as swiftly as a dove. My song will fly.
So swift my song will fly.
The sunniest faces, the joyous moon take wing across the sky.
The blue and friendly sky.
And in the music.
Texaco Star Theater, bringing up the curtain on a half hour of friendly fun and music with James Melton, Anna Mary Dickey, David Brookman and the orchestra, the Lynn Murray Singers, and another opera, The Whole Kettle of Fish in a Nutshell, explained by our fire chief, Edwin. More often than not, the last half of winter is the worst half. Protect your car against the winter weather yet to come. See your Texaco dealer for a midwinter checkup and changeover now. Now, here is James Melton.
Thank you, John, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday night again, and while we're just a little ahead of schedule, we'd like you to hop aboard, if you will, our Valentine Express. Now, we travel radio-wise, of course, with even a dip into the land of make-believe for our songs and fun. And now, here's a stopover down Mexico Way. It's a view of El Rancho Grande in gay fiesta color. I love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander. Free as the eagle flying, I'm roping and a tying, I'm roping and a tying. Give me my ranch and my cattle, far from the great city's rattle. Give me a big head to battle. Why, just love herding cattle.
Yada chi-chi-ching, come for a sea building. Yada chi-chi-ching, come for a sea building.
Chorrito, que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía. Que voy a hacer tus carbones, como los dos del ranchero, que los comienzo de mala, que los acabo de cuero.
Valentine Express stops at England now, where enthusiasm for a new song, We'll Gather Lilacs, is sweeping the island. Anna Mary, what do you think of this number?
Jimmy, if I were sending a musical Valentine, I'd certainly choose it. Lots of people say it's going to be the new follow-up song on Symphony.
Well, in that event, it'll make a mighty fine duet.
that it does. So let's sing We'll Gather Lilacs.
We'll gather lilacs in the spring again and walk together down a shady lane
until our hearts have learned to sing again. Now that you are home once more,
journey by radio is sure to have its surprise interruptions. So let's sidetrack the songs now as the clown wagon, the Laughter Unlimited, clatters around the curve with our chuckle conductor at the throttle. It's Ed Wynn, the fire chief, and here he is.
Hello, everybody. Hello, James. My goodness, I'm so excited tonight.
What now? What's the matter, Chief? What are you excited about?
Well, I went to a masquerade ball, James, and I won the first prize for wearing the most unusual costume that people had seen in years.
You did? Well, what did you wear, Chief?
What?
What did you wear?
A white shirt.
Wow.
When do you hear some of the other jokes?
That's all right. Tell us, Chief, what opera are you going to talk about tonight?
I'm going to talk about the Barber of Seville.
Well, that's a fine opera. A little Barber of Seville music, please, Mr. Brookman.
James, I'm laughing already. James, in the first act of the Barber of Seville, we see the barber shop.
Yeah.
The hero enters. The hero is a well-reared young man, but he looks terrible from the front. Anyhow, the Barber of Seville rushes in himself. And the barber says to the hero, I'm sorry I'm late. The barber says, but I was home shaving myself, and before I knew it, I talked myself into a shampoo and a massage. Isn't that delightful? Well, the hero says, I want a haircut. The barber says, a haircut? Why, you're as bald as an egg, he says. The hero says, I am not as bald as an egg. And the barber says, oh, no? Well, I'd hate to shove your head in a chicken coop on Mother's Day. Isn't that lovely? But anyhow, the hero says, I want to look pretty for Rosina. The barber says, I too am in love. Here is a picture of my wife. The hero looks at the photograph. He says, your wife? He says, why, that's a picture of Hedy Lamarr. And the barber says, I know, but if you cover up the face, it looks just like my wife.
Say, Chief, I was just going to ask you about Rosina, the heroine of the opera.
Oh, Rosina.
Yeah, what about her?
The heroine, she comes on at this very moment, Jane. Mm-hmm. Wherever you got your idea of opera, I don't know. Rosina comes on. At this very moment, she comes into the barber shop. This is an interesting scene, James.
Yes, I'm sure.
Rosina says to the barber, will mud baths make me more beautiful? The barber says, I don't know. I used to raise pigs and it didn't do them any good. I love pig jokes, you know. I love pig jokes. I'm a ham myself. I just made that up. For years, this is interesting. For years, Rosina, the heroine of the opera, she has been looking for a husband, James.
Yes, sir.
In fact, she has waited so long for her ship to come in that her pier collapsed. Don't ask me why that's funny. It's just funny. Well, the hero sees Rosina. He says, my goodness, you look like that famous movie star, Doris. She's bewildered. She says, Doris who? And he says, Doris Karloff. He says, this makes them sweethearts. As the curtain comes down on the first act, Rosina's guardian, who also loved her, runs into the barbershop. The hero, excited, said to him, we will gamble for Rosina's love. I will play you dice or gin rummy. The guardian, he's excited too. He says, what is the difference between dice and gin rummy? And the hero says, there isn't any difference. You just wear your pants out in different places.
Hey, Chief, where are you? Come on out here.
Here's
opera.
James, this is the second act, you know.
Yes, James.
The hero in the second act sneaks to the barber's home to see Rosina on the sly.
Yes, sir.
And while they're walking to the home, the barber says to the hero, he says, between you and me, isn't love silly? And the hero says, between you and me, it would be ridiculous. Wait a minute. The barber says, your Rosina is so thin, and I married a very fat girl. The barber says, I wanted to marry a thin girl, but a radio announcer convinced me I should try the large economy size. day, James, I'll take you to the room where I age these jokes. Once they get in the barber's house, the hero rushes over to Rosina. He says to Rosina, he says, "Darling, do you like to neck with the lights on or off?" And she says, "Yes." The barber's wife says to the barber, "I think he's going to propose marriage to her. Now, don't you dare go in the room without whistling first." And the barber says to his wife, "Why not? No one whistled to warn me." I love these things. Anyhow, the phone rings. A man's voice says, "I am doubled up with a terrible pain." The barber says, "Why don't you get a divorce?" The man says, "No." You know, I've heard of laying your neck, but that was a cornerstone. Anyhow, the man says, go ahead. I'm commencing to enjoy it myself. Anyhow, the man says, "This is Rosina's guardian. I must stop this romance." And there's pandemonium, remember. The lovers have to hurry, and they send for a notary public to marry them. The notary public arrives. He has a red nose. A red nose that today would cost you a fortune. So he says, the barber yells, "Hurry up. Ask them the questions. We must get married before the guardian comes." And the notary public is all confused. And he says to the groom, he says, "Do you like ice cream?" And the hero says, "I do." The notary says to the bride, "Do you like chocolate sauce?" And the bride says, "I do." The notary says, "Then I pronounce you Hot Fudge Sunday." As the final curtain descends, the guardian realizes he has lost Rosina. And the guardian is in a terrible mental conflict. His bad side says drink. His good side says don't drink. His bad side says drink, and his good side says don't drink. And he says, "Well, while you guys are choosing up sides, I'll go out and get a scotch and soda."
David Brookman's orchestra, the Lynn Murray Singers, and our special guest, Ed Wynn. And here is James Milton to continue our radio journey, and this time we stop in the land of make-believe, the land of romance, for Tessellae's Serenade.
Ooh.
unto more with all.
Here beside me is Anna Mary Dickey, who takes the spotlight to sing her Valentine song, I See Your Face Before Me.
I see your face before me, crowding my every dream. There is your face before me, you are my only dream.
Come over here a minute, will you? John Reed King has a few words for us.
Chief, my message is, today car owners everywhere demand a gasoline that gives them power and action.
Oh.
That's why car owners prefer Texaco's great new Fire Chief gasoline.
He really believes that.
Yes, the new Fire Chief is alive with improved firepower.
Yeah.
Fire Chief power.
Yeah.
Fire Chief action.
Yeah.
Better than ever before as a result of Texaco's wartime research.
He undoubtedly gets paid for it, too, you know.
You get Fire Chief action in lightning starts, even on cold mornings. You get Fire Chief action in that first pickup.
Revelation.
And every time you need quick acceleration on the open road, as in traffic,
yeah,
you enjoy Fire Chief power.
Unbelievable.
Steady, strong, unfailing.
Yeah.
You just can't find a gasoline like that.
What? You just can't find a gasoline like that? I resent that.
But, Chief, I...
Well, for weeks, you've been telling the people to get fire cheap gasoline. Then you turn around and you tell them that they just can't find a gasoline like that. That's contemptible.
Chief,
right now, I'll bet millions of people are waiting for the end of this program so they can rush out and buy some gasoline, and you stand there and say they just can't find gasoline like that. That's torturing people. That's what it is. You're just the kind of a man that would ask a girl for a kiss and tell her to prop her up as if she was going to whistle. And then when she'd fuck it up, you'd let her whistle. Those are the things that upset me.
Chief, what I meant was you can't find another gasoline
well,
like
you
that.
You didn't say that before. You didn't say
You'll get that Fire Chief power and Fire Chief action when you drive in at your Texaco dealers and fill her up with new, better-than-ever 1946 Fire Chief gasoline.
You spoiled the whole evening for me. I'll stick to my horse.
You and your horse. Why, Chief, there are about 22 million cars on the road today. What would happen if every one of those cars was filled up with Fire Chief gasoline?
What would happen?
Yes.
Well, this program would be shorter and you wouldn't have to talk at all.
Valentine Express brings us back to the Texaco Star Theater, where it's impossible to go to all the places suggested by our next song. It has an Irish-style melody, written in London. Its title was recently used by Hollywood for a hit picture, and it's known and loved everywhere. The Bells of St. Mary's.
The Bells of St. Mary's, oh, thank you.
A word from John Reeves.
This is Boy Scout Week. Boy Scouts learn courtesy, self-reliance, self-discipline, and consideration for others. They participate in patriotic and community projects which knit them into the pattern of our life. The Boy Scouts of America have merited the respect and endorsement of a cross-section of our national life. We salute the Scouts during this Boy Scout Week. May their number increase. James, do we have plans for next Sunday?
Big plans, John Reed, so get here early if you can. We'll all have a hand in it. Anna Mary, David Brooklyn and the boys, and the Len Murray Singers. Well, I hope to ring up a few songs for myself if my friend Edwin, the fire chief, if he doesn't trip me up with his Pollyanna version of Pagliacci. Until then, this is faithfully yours, James Melton, saying now good night and see you Sunday.
Texaco dealers and coast to coast invite you to tune in next Sunday for another performance of the Texaco Star Theater. And to drive in anytime, remember, you're welcome. Whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.